today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Why did you say that? Have you ever given consideration to how you speak to or with people? Has anyone ever said to you, "I can't believe you said that to me"? Did it make you say in response, "What did I say?" This normally happens when people don't think before they speak. This normally happens when people think they can just say whatever they want to say to others. This normally happens when people don't consider the consequences of what they say. This normally happens when the believer's speech is not with grace. We should speak and converse with unbelievers and believers with an understanding of who we are in Christ Jesus. We are not the old man, but the new man who was created for good works. Talking to people the right way is part of the good work. In Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, we are told to walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other. Walking in wisdom means to walk accurately and precisely with great care, exercising moral responsibility. If you want to live or walk like a person who is wise, then avoid being foolish and consider your speech. Those who are without in this verse is a reference to unbelievers. We are to treat them exercising wisdom in the process of making the most of the time we have, redeeming it. Our speech is to be with grace. You and I should speak what is spiritual. We should speak what is wholesome, what is fitting, what is kind, what is sensitive, what is purposeful, what is complimentary. We should speak what is gentle, what is truthful, what is loving, and what is thoughtful. Our speech is to be seasoned with salt. Just as salt not only flavors, but prevents corruption, our speech should have a dual purpose. Watch your speech today. Let your speech be seasoned with salt. Just a few words to remind and encourage you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.